All right, Eric, here you are, 2 days before the start of the regular season. What are the emotions like for you as the first-year head coach of the Saskatchewan Rattlers?
I'm excited. You know, we've had a great training camp. The energy from guys has been great. We got our last couple guys in here this last weekend, and, you know, that's given us a whole new life to some tired legs. So I like where we're at, but, you know, nothing about training camp really matters. It matters what happens on Thursday night, but I think we're ready for it.
When you get everybody together, putting them all together, trying to come up with a formula for what's going to work as far as getting a winning team together in this league, have you been able to do it? Will you be ready on Thursday?
You know, I think from Barry and my perspective, we've been spending the whole winter putting this team together and thinking about the pieces that we want. And, you know, I've been really happy with the quality of players that we've been able to bring in this year. We have some guys that can shoot the ball, stretch the floor, and are good people. So they've been able to gel together because I think the first thing about gelling together is you got to like each other. And when they're good people, it's easy to like them. So we've been coming together well. And so I think we will be ready for Thursday.
You shoot the ball well, you mentioned. I'm just watching here, just before you finished, three-point drills. And I mean, from all over the area in the perimeter. How important is that in the CEBL now?
No, it's very important. You know, with the FIBA rules that we play with, it's very easy to pack the key. So you need something to stretch the floor, and three-point shooting is that. So we put an emphasis on that this year with the players we brought in, that they have the ability to shoot the ball, and throughout camp they've really shone through on that. So we'll see again how it goes on Thursday night, but being able to shoot is a big part of our game plan.
That's not to say you're abandoning the inside game, though.
Not at all. You know, we have a really solid group of centers. Probably, you know, since my time here, probably the best group of centers that we've had in the last couple of years. We have depth there and guys who can play inside. And not just our centers. We've got wings who can post up and different things like that. But, you know, the ability to play inside and then kick the ball outside or vice versa is kind of what you can use to create your advantage.
Have you got a starting five envisioned for Thursday?
We do so far, but, you know, we have a couple guys who just got acclimated into the lineup. So we're still working through the final little details, but it's coming together.
And I believe your roster per game is a 10-man roster. It's not 12, is it?
So it's a minimum of 10.
Yeah.
We can have 12.
Okay.
So at home here, we'll likely have a larger roster. And then when we go on the road, we'll travel with 10.
What kind of a rotation? How many guys do you foresee having? Like, do you see yourself having two groups of five?
You know, we won't be like doing hockey subs and doing groups of fives, but you know, we want to play with pace, and when you play with pace, you need bodies in order to do that. So, you know, I think we'll be going deep into our roster, and the good part about our roster is we're able to do that.
So you say pace, up tempo, definitely on offense, trying to push the ball up the floor. Defensively, how much in the backcourt do you stay and try and maybe create some havoc and create turnovers?
I think the easiest way to create pace for your offense is by creating pace through your defense. So for us, we want to be disruptive defensively. We want to be up in the defense and hopefully creating some turnovers or creating shots that we have the ability to run to create our pace on offense.
Okay, coaches hate to point out individuals. I know this. I've been doing this sports stuff for 45 years. I know how much coaches hate talking about individuals, but I need you to give me and give listeners, give people who are coming out to games a sense of who you're kind of leaning on that you're hoping will step up for you this year.
You know, I have no problem with this because I think if you come and watch us, these guys are going to make themselves stand out. But Grant Antisevich, you know, was one of these guys who came late for us. But you'll see right from the start, he can shoot the ball. He's played at a really high level, understands the game, so he's acclimated himself quickly here. As well as Nate Pierre-Louis, you know, his pure athleticism and his ability to play downhill is huge for us, and I think both those guys are really going to stand out.
And those centers you were mentioning, you like the depth at center. Tell me who those guys are, and I mean, how important are they going to be, especially not just defensive rebounding, but on the offensive glass?
Yeah, absolutely. So for this upcoming week, we got two guys that we're going to lean on, and that's Shane Osiande and Elijah Ifejay. Pardon me. And so those two guys, you know, they're rugged forwards. They're not guys who are necessarily spacing the floor vertically for us, but they're gonna create their own space down there. I think everybody from Saskatoon knows Shane well, and the damage he can cause down there. But Elijah is a pretty similar player to that, with a guy who has a little more ball handling skills and ability to space the floor as well. So those will be the two guys we lean on. And then we're waiting on Jaden Bediako to come back from playing in Spain here, and we expect to have him back here in the next week as well.
Eric, last one then for you. If you're talking to a group of Rattlers fans, as you are right now, and talking with me, what would your message be to them as to why they should be excited about the 2025 Saskatchewan Rattlers?
Because we want to represent them. And I think that's what we're going to do. We're going to be a rugged team who is well prepared, and we're going to be entertaining. You know, watching a slow-paced basketball game is not always the most fun, but that's not who we're going to be. We're going to be getting up and down the court. We're going to be playing hard-nosed defense and kind of emulating who Saskatoon and Saskatchewan are.
Eric, thanks for this.
Awesome. Thank you.